CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is the CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Patrick Tucker, the technology editor, the future editor for Defense One. We go to Heidi Shu. She is the Defense Undersecretary for Research and Engineering. In other words, this is the Geek Central itself. And what is the Defense Department developing? Where are the strengths? Where are the weaknesses? We've talked of hypersonics. We've talked of artificial intelligence. The question here is cybersecurity. What does Undersecretary Shu make of the Defense Department and cybersecurity and microprocessors? There's a shortage worldwide. Are these weaknesses? Are these areas to have more funding? How is she identifying these, Patrick?
Well, the Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering, which is a position that was made back in 2018, has about 8 different modernization priority areas. Used to be 10, but they overlap. Artificial intelligence, quantum computing, biotechnology, that's your synthetic biotechnology, creating new life forms, etc. Cyber, joint all-domain command and control, it's like the network battlefield thing. Microprocessors is one of them too, and hypersonics, as well as directed energy, which is lasers, or things like lasers. So the U.S. is stronger in some of them than others. We're a little bit behind on hypersonics, and the way the U.S. military pursues cybersecurity, according to Ms. Shu, is also a little bit obsolete. It's not taking into account the speed at which data moves across networks and will have to move across networks in the future. It's very siloed and it's very focused on protecting like one computer here or there with software updates. So she wants to move towards something that's much more in line with what Fortune 500 businesses employ in cybersecurity, sort of zero trust solutions where you're basically got somebody that's monitoring the entire information ecosystem much more vigilantly, and you don't assume that any computer on your network is actually trustworthy. So that's sort of in keeping with what's now basic business practice, which the Defense Department is sort of behind on. Quantum computation, it all seems sort of pie in the sky right now, and it has for a while, but quantum sciences are very quickly coming into new relevance for the Department of Defense. Cryptographic quantum communication, where you basically use the very physics of the incredibly small to secure information. It's a little closer to reality and practicality than is quantum computers. It's a subtle distinction, but an important one for the future, the way the military fights. There's a lot of different areas of research and development that she's got to focus on. And what she wants to do, though, the main thing, is shift the way the U.S. military spends money. Any weapon that you think of, about 70% of the budget of that goes into sustainment, basically paying the manufacturer to maintain it and keep fixing it. Only 30% goes into researching it and developing it. And it's her contention that those numbers should be flipped, that we should spend a lot more researching, developing, and building new things, a lot less fixing old stuff. And that's the main thing to watch out of that office.
Space-based weapons. I love the quote, Patrick. Everything is classified. What do we know about the DOD and space-based weapons? There are treaties that are unhappy with that.
Yeah, there's the space treaty, which does say that which the U.S. is a signatory, that you cannot deploy a weapon of mass destruction in space. But in terms of a weapon in space, it is the U.S. military's contention that that already exists. Russia has already launched a thing into space that basically shoots projectiles at satellites. So it's basically a space-based gun. And the U.S. military is looking hard at this. They need some way to both destroy missiles as they lift off of the launch pad. That can be done with directed energy or maybe a missile from space. And they need new ways to defend the ever more vulnerable satellites that it has up there, especially those that do missile tracking and those that manage GPS. So we are probably going to get a couple of countries that have deployed weapons in space, but the military believes the U.S. wouldn't be the first.
not the first and not the last, and about weapons in space, is this increasingly an area of development? In other words, it's no longer science fiction, right, friends? They're engaged now, Patrick. It's not in the future. Is that correct? We have 30 seconds.
Well, you know, as they say, everything's classified. But not before that, they were saying in order to do lasers in space that are going to hit Earth, you need at least a megawatt. That's a lot of power. You need to launch something very big. So it's very hard to do, but it is an active area of interest for more than one country.
Star Wars in the 21st century. Patrick Tucker, he is the Defense One technology editor, looking at the horizons for the Department of Defense following revelations of the Chinese capability of hypersonic missile. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.